Lord, and just thank Him right now. Father, we do thank You for the wonderful name of Jesus that You have given to us, that wonderful name that is above all names, far above all names.
Thank You, Lord.
And we do thank You for that name. We thank You that we can come to You in that name, that we can come in prayer in that name, and we can believe in that name, release our faith in the name of Jesus, and bring forth that which You have for us. And we praise You for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give You glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, that You're doing such a good work in these people, Lord God, that they have come willingly tonight into the house of God. And Father, our prayer is that, and we know this by the promises of Your word, they will not be disappointed. We give You praise now, Father, that You honor their faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated for a moment. I've got a message that I've been trying to preach for a couple of weeks now, but before we begin tonight, I just kind of feel led to do a couple of things. And there's a couple of things that's on my heart to pray for. And before I do that, you know, the Bible talks about how that God willingly answers prayer. Call upon Me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Isn't that right? And how that if we ask, He will do it. Isn't that right? And so we have these powerful promises in the Word of God. And one of my favorite pastimes is to get a hold of old books that on prayer, the people that are not living anymore. And I love to go through them and I pick out the best things that they say. And I've got about, I think, somewhere around 900 quotes at this point. But A.J. Gordon said this: you can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can never do more than pray until you have prayed. So prayer comes first. Isn't that right? Charles G. Finney, the famous evangelist, said, probably in the day of judgment it will be found that nothing is ever done by the truth, used ever so zealously, unless there is a spirit of prayer somewhere in connection with the presentation of truth. In other words, prayer has to be made before the truth can be proclaimed effectively. And so Emmy Andros said this: make time to pray. The great freight and passenger trains are never too busy to stop for fuel. No matter how congested the yards may be, no matter how crowded the schedules are, no matter how many things demand the attention of the trainmen, those trains always stop for fuel. And I like what Samuel Chadwick said about prayer. He said it is always the same. Abraham pleading for Sodom, Jacob wrestling in the stillness of the night, Moses standing in the breach, Hannah intoxicated with sorrow, David heartbroken with remorse and grief, Jesus in the sweat of blood. Add to the list from the records of the church personal observation and experience, and always there is the cost of passion under blood. It prevails. It turns ordinary mortals into men of power. It brings power. It brings fire. It brings rain. It brings life. It brings God. There is no power like that of prevailing prayer. St. John Chrysostom, who was in the third or fourth century, made this statement. He said, the potency of prayer has subdued the strength of fire. It has bridled the rage of lions, hushed anarchy to rest, extinguished wars, appeased the elements, expelled demons, burst the chains of death, expanded the gates of heaven, assuaged diseases, repelled frauds, rescued cities from destruction, stayed the sun in its course, and arrested the progress of the thunderbolt. And S.D. Gordon made this statement: prayer wonderfully clears the vision, steadies the nerves, defines duties, stiffens the purpose, sweetens and strengthens the spirit. And I just, when I start listening to what the saints of old have tapped into concerning prayer, it makes me want to pray. Amen. The promises of God makes me want to pray. What those men and women have discovered about prayer and the power of prayer and how they conducted their lives and their ministries through prayer is just awesome. And so tonight I have a couple of things that I want to pray for. One is, I didn't ask these gentlemen if I could do it, but I'm going to do it anyway and bless them. But Brother Bill today, he's laughing because he just told me. But he's done the work of three days in one day today. And I just want us to, let's stand to our feet. I want us to pray for him. If you want to come down and just... some of you want to gather around him, that's fine. But we believe God. Thank you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that this man works hard. Now you bless him with strength, Lord. Lord, you magnify yourself in him and through him. And you know, he's a blessing to us. And we want to thank you now that you're blessing him. Help him, strengthen him, hold him up, and give him the fortitude that he needs, the wherewithal so that he may continue to run at the pace that he has been appointed, and that he needs to in the race that he's running. And we thank you now, Lord God, that you meet every one of his needs. And we just thank you now. Thank you, Father, that you bless him. That the power of God upon him, that your anointing rests strong on him. And that, Lord God, as he lays his head on the pillow tonight, that he can rest and have the sleep of those who have peace. And that, Lord God, that he would be fresh in the morning and able to do mighty things. And we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. We praise you. Now, we want us to, while we're praying, I want us to pray for Tad. He and Amanda are going to Brazil for quite a few days, and so I just really have had it on my heart to pray that prayer needs to be made for that. And so we pray for that in the name of Jesus. We pray for Tad and Amanda, that Father, for your traveling mercies. We pray, Father God, for your mighty hand upon them. Use them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your protecting hand be upon them at all times. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy that would want to do anything to hinder that trip and the ministry that would come forth in that time. In the name of Jesus. And we speak blessings upon him, Tad and Amanda, in the name of Jesus as they go. We pray in the name of Jesus that there would be doors of utterance opened in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for hearts to be receptive, minds to be open, to receive the truth and ministry of that you would bring through them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put them with the right people at the right time. Let them be at the right place at the right time. Let them have words of spirit and life in the name of Jesus. Bring them forth. Hallelujah, in this such a way that they would be a blessing and they would be blessed in return. And we thank you that they shall go in the strength and might, your strength and might, and they shall return in your strength and might. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, as one other thing, you know, next Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, Pastor and Mrs. Hagen are leaving for a double crusade in Dothan, Alabama, and Decatur, Alabama. And I this is 1 week ahead of time. And I want us to lift that up, and let's pray for those crusades and for the Hagans, for the team. And let's send prayer out ahead of them. Amen. And let's believe together for a great crusade. Both crusades, that there would be, that specifically that the Hagans would be strong and healthy and the enemy is bound and not going to attack them in the name of Jesus. They'd be able to function and bring forth the Word of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit as they as God desires. And then pray for the equipment and the plane and all of that to work like it's supposed to. The enemy cannot work through that in the name of Jesus. And then pray for the people to be receptive and hungry. Draw out of them the gifts that are on the inside. Amen. So let's lift our voice in prayer. Let it come by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we love our pastors and Pastor Hagan and Miss Lynette in the name of Jesus. And we lift them up now, Lord God, as they are getting ready for this crusades that are coming up and the team's getting them ready. Father, we lift up to Pastor and Mrs. Hagan that we speak strength and health to them in the name of Jesus. Simoro Poposali Atakande Brendi Maston Hatekestili Atis Mikenendo A Christi Minendo Roba Bamasto Sokara Babama Cachete de Keletasto Y Casta Somaka E Masta Socomonche Bleni Kamasande If Ritini Atoko 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 Hatana Nimustia Nimustia If Rotuna Matanshiga Matere Then Gesta Matado But Simo Adavapa Adishgina Yemena Castanian Ko Ahalia Tukusta Yishimara Moha Shavramuhni Shavramuhni in Inga Hatata Ha. Yes, 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 yes. Yehirabatoto, yes, Tita Matoto, let that anointing flow like rivers upon them and through them. And let it flow into the people and let there be ministry. Let their lives be touched in the name of Jesus. Oh, kramatata. Let there be a hunger and a receptivity in people's hearts and minds. Let them, as it were, to run to these meetings, to come with unction, come with hunger, come with strong desire to receive everything that you have, Father. Lord, I thank you. Lord, even with those people that are going to be there, we put a demand upon the gifts on the inside of Pastor and Mrs. Hagan that they may speak forth the oracles of God in the way that you desire and with the anointings that you want them to minister through in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we speak to the equipment and we speak to every piece of the plane in the name of Jesus and the bus and the equipment in the name of Jesus. We speak long life to every piece. We command every part of those equipment to operate as it was designed and created to in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you now. In the name of Jesus, that the power of God is resting upon those things. In the name of Jesus, we bind the devil in the name of Jesus. You keep your hands off of the equipment and upon the plane and of the bus in the name of Jesus and every vehicle involved in the name of Jesus. And that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there be no hindrance to the flow of ministry in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that angels are camped around about them at all times to guard and protect and keep them safe, that they may be able to travel safely there and be safe while they're there and travel safely home in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you. We lift our hands in thanksgiving now, Father, for that crusade. Those crusades, Father, for lives being changed, people being saved, people being filled with the Holy Spirit, people receiving healing, needs met in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 we do thank you, Father. We do thank you, Father God. We do thank you. They do have the mind of Christ. They do have clarity of thought. They do have the lips. They do speak with the lips of the learned. Those who have been taught well, and they will bring forth the oracles of God and bring forth that which sets the captives free and causes the healing power to flow in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And now we thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Now I encourage you this week to continue to pray. Continue to lift them up. Continue to believe God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, when people go out and minister like that, like they're going on crusades, and Tad's going to Brazil, and Brother Bill schooled the Bible this morning, memorial service this afternoon, and marriage counseling for 2 hours after that today. You know, one of those things is enough stress So we believe God, amen? We believe God, amen. And we know our God is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that? Amen. Our God is sufficient. Amen. And we experience that sufficiency when we take time to call upon him. Amen. Well, shake hands, and you can be seated tonight. And I want to just mention something briefly. Tonight I have a few minutes left, and so I just really sensed that as we were worshiping God, I knew I had a message tonight, but there was something else. And so as I was standing over there, the Lord just really impressed upon me, and it was things that had been on my heart already, but you know, I've been praying for them by myself, you know, and that's okay. But you know, it's good to get the body involved, amen? Amen. The body of Christ. And so we need to recognize that. And so we've got our prayer assignment for the coming week. Glory to God of lifting up the Hagans and the team as they go to travel. And we speak strength to those singers too in the name of Jesus, you know, because that's quite a ministry right there too. To do that, and so we want to do that. I want to briefly. You can turn to John chapter 14, verse 16. We'll begin there. And just a few comments I want to make tonight, and I want to give you some thoughts tonight, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Holy Spirit tonight. And I know that sometimes people think, "Is that all you talk about?" Well, no. I just talked about prayer, and so anyway, I do talk about other things, but I have a passion in me that people in the body would know the Holy Spirit. I just have a passion for that, and so I want to look briefly tonight at some names of the Holy Spirit, and I believe that this will help us to be able in the days to come to discern some of the activity and characteristics of the Holy Spirit, to better know who he is, and thereby better know what he would do and what he might not do. And so some of the names are important. I remember growing up, we had, names sometimes are given to describe people, nicknames especially. You know, I grew up with guys and heard of guys with nicknames like Slim. Well, there was a reason for it. It's because he was slim, you know. And we had another guy, they nicknamed him Oblong. And there was a reason for that. And we had some others. River Sam was another one. Well, yeah, because he lived by the river. And so we had that. We had one guy that's always cracked me up. The nickname was Tanky. It's because he's tanked all the time at one point in his life. So they called him Tanky. Okay. I know another guy, he was always trying to be a big shot when he was young. And so they nicknamed him Tack because he wasn't big enough to be a nail. And so they were pretty cruel to him. So anyway, names describe people. You know, if we would call somebody a farmer, why? Because that's what they do. You wouldn't call somebody a farmer just because they'd like to be. I mean, not in truth. A lawyer is a lawyer. We call a lawyer because he does that kind of work. Isn't that right? So names are important because it describes something. Now, here's the thing. When you talk about a farmer, what do you expect from him? Farming. It's not a difficult question, is it? At all. And so if you would expect a lawyer to deal with legal things. Is that right? That's what they do. And so so it's not a surprise when they do that. Isn't that right? So names are important. That's what I'm trying to say to you. There's some, there's thousands, tens of thousands of yoders, but there's certain characteristics that yoders have, and so it's not a surprise when we do it. Okay, not to us. And, there's certain things that we do that just are kind of within the clan, you know. And so names are important. And the Holy Spirit has called a number of names throughout the Scriptures. I'm just going to read some of them to you. And he's called the Comforter in John 14:16. He's called the Spirit of Truth in John 14:17. It's called the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, depending on the translation, in John 14:26. It's called the Spirit of Promise in Acts 1:4-5. It's called the Spirit of Holiness in Romans 1:4. He's called the Spirit of Life in Romans 8:2. He's called the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. The Spirit of Adoption in Romans 8:15. It's called the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 3:16, the Spirit of Wisdom and Revelation in Ephesians 1:17. He's called the Eternal Spirit in Hebrews 9:14. He's called the Spirit of Grace in Hebrews 10:29. And he's called the Spirit of Glory in 1 Peter 4:14. And so by these names that we see or have read here, and if you're aware of the names, they describe activities or characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And it lets us know things that he would do and things that he would not do. Isn't that right? Now, years ago, I heard somebody say that they were in a church service and the Holy Spirit made them roar like a lion. And another person said that the Holy Spirit made him bark like a dog. Well, one of the things that I because people asked me later, said, "Was that the Lord, Brother Marvin? Do you think that was the Lord?" And so one of the things that I did is I went back and looked at all the names of the Holy Spirit to see if there was anything within the names of the Holy Spirit that would tell me that he promotes animal sounds from people. Now you're all looking at me like, and what do you think I found? I didn't find any. So it's easy to tell when you see some of the names of the Holy Spirit. You know, the names of the Holy Spirit will give you a clue as to what he does and what he doesn't do. Isn't that right? And so I believe it's important that we know the names of the Holy Spirit and understand. Jesus used three names in reference to the Holy Spirit. First of all, he called him Comforter, or as some translations say, Advocate or Helper. All three he did that in John 14:16. And I will pray the Father and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Comforter, Helper, Advocate. And so he said, I'm going to that was the moment in that same message when he told the disciples that he would be leaving. But he said, the good news is, he said, I'm sending another comforter, Elos Parakletos, which means another of the same sort called alongside to help. So it's one like me is coming to take my place. So don't worry about it. He'll be just as good as I am. He'll be able to do whatever I did. He'll say what I said. And he'll continue on in the direction I was going. with the ministry that I had here on earth. That's the essence of what that means. And so the good news is that we have the Holy Spirit. He is Elos Parakletos. He is one like Jesus. So that's why you and I get great benefit out of reading the Gospels. Why? Because you can see what Jesus did. Isn't that right? But now the good news is this, that also shows you what the Holy Spirit is willing to do. Amen? And so I like to read the Gospels, and if the Holy Spirit could use Jesus like that to heal the sick or to cast out demons or to teach or to preach or to do miracles or to refute those who ask him questions that tried to trap him. I always like that, you know. He said, they came to him and said, the baptism of John, do you think that was from God or do you think that was from just man's idea? Well, you know, Jesus had an answer for him. Isn't that right? No, let me back that up. I think I got. They asked him by what authority he was doing what he did, and Jesus asked him that question. He said, "The baptism of John, was that from God or was that from man?" And of course, they said if it was from God, they would have answered it was from God. Then he would have asked him, "Why aren't you following then?" And if they said if it was man, then the people would have got mad at him. And so they quietly went away. I always like that one. They quietly went away. And so we have Jesus coming along here. The Holy Spirit in the Amplified Version of John 14:16 gives seven names in regards to this word comforter or parakletos. And he gives these names: advocate, comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, strengthener, and standby. These names all describe the Holy Spirit and what he's willing to do. The one thing I can always count on is he stands by me. He will always strengthen me. Now, let me ask you this. If Dominic here, he's sitting on the front row, and the price you pay is to be picked on. But you know, if you are in a certain business, and you conduct it the way that works for you. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. Now, somebody else in the same business can be doing it a little differently. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. Because that's who they are and how it works for them. But Dominic conducts business, and that's a reflection of him as a person. Isn't that right? All of us. We do things, it's a reflection of who we are. And I want to tell you tonight that the Holy Spirit, when he does something, it's simply a reflection of him. Now, let me ask you this, Dominic. Do you have to sit and think and wait for some special something before you can do what you do? No, you do it because that's who you are. You can tap into it anytime. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. Because that's you. The thing that's neat about the things of about knowing who the Holy Spirit is, he is a comforter, therefore he comforts. Amen. And you can tap into his comfort anytime. It's not a special move of God. It's not something relegated to, you know, when you reach a certain temple in the service, although those are fun services, you understand what I mean? Not putting those down. You know, we like those, isn't that right? But you know, he comforts us in the quietness of our home. He comforts us in the middle of a crowd. He comforts us in while we're driving. He comforts us anytime we need comfort. We can say, Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting me. And he goes into action, because that's who he is. You can count on him doing it. The Bible calls him all these names. He's an advocate. We've always got somebody arguing for you. You've always got counsel coming your way when you ask for it. He's not, well, I don't have my counseling hat on today, so could you come back tomorrow from between 2 and 4? That's when I have my counseling hat on. No, He is a counselor, therefore he gives counsel. Isn't that right? And you can get that anytime. He is a helper. He will help you anytime. He intercedes for us. His intercession is willingly given anytime. And so he strengthens us. The Bible also calls him, mentions this, that he teaches us all things. He is a teacher. He is the teacher. That means he's willing to teach you anytime. Isn't that amazing? And the thing that really just kind of revolutionized my life when I found out how willing he is to do what he is and how available that is to me. Somebody that nobody heard of at the time when I realized this. And so, you know, this works whether you're famous or infamous. Anyway, or in between. And so we need to recognize the tremendous benefits of that. He's called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus called him the Spirit of Truth. And so it's because he promotes truth. He works within the arena of truth. And that's why it's, as Christians, it's important that we tell the truth, because as long as we're operating in truth, guess what? He's helping us. The moment we step outside of truth, the realm of truth, guess what? We've stepped outside of him being able to help us. So we're cheating ourselves when we don't tell the truth. But telling the truth, you can always count on him helping you. Isn't that right? So he's called the Spirit of Truth. And so, of course, he would speak the word to us. He would speak to us about what Christ did at Calvary. He would speak to us about the benefits of redemption. He would speak to us about the plan of God for our lives, because that's all truth. Isn't that right? Man, I'm telling you. And you say, well, I'm not a younger. I hadn't heard a thing. But you got to ask him, and you got to believe that he will. Amen. And this, let me just tell you this: I can't guarantee that he will say something the moment you ask him any more than I can guarantee that you'll respond to me the moment I speak to you. Because I've spoken to people. How many of you have spoken to somebody and they didn't even blink an eye? Just kept right on going. Well, the Holy Spirit's not rude, but I am saying this, that he sees into our heart, and I don't believe he entertains flippant questions or, you know, throw this up, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work, you know, probably won't, but I'll just throw it up, maybe, you know, kind of thing. No, he's looking in our hearts. He's looking for us to ask from the depth of our heart. Amen. And so we need to realize that. And so he is willing to reveal truth to us. And so the good news is this. Jesus said in John 14:26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Then he goes on in chapter 16, verse 14 and 15. He says this: he will glorify me, for he'll take of what is mine, what belongs to Jesus, and declare it to you, proclaim it or reveal it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, Jesus said. So everything that the Father has belongs to Jesus, and Jesus said the Holy Spirit will proclaim it to you. I'm telling you, we got a good deal. Amen. Amen. Now you think about this, the Spirit of Truth. How many of you know the Bible tells us what to do? Isn't that right? Amen. And how many of you have ever taken a look at that a few times and said, man, you're asking me to do that? You ever thought about that? You ever had a few thoughts like that? I don't know, God. I don't know. I think maybe the neighbor next door might be a better candidate. Or brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so would be a better person to do that. I just don't know if I can do that. And the truth of the matter is, listen to me. Wherever you are, the Holy Spirit wants to bring truth to you so that you can walk in that truth. He not only tells you the truth, but he helps you walk in the truth. So the good deal that we have is truth is revealed to us and he helps us to walk in it. He said, here it is. Now let me help you. Isn't that a good deal? That's the best deal in town. The universe, really. The last thing that I want to mention to you real quickly is that Jesus also called him the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, depending on the translation. And that means this, that he is a Holy Spirit. My oldest daughter found something on Facebook last night. She showed it to me. It was a Halloween sign that they put out in the yard. Somebody put out in the yard and says, there is no ghost here except the Holy Ghost. I thought that was pretty neat. But he is holy. That's why he's called Holy Spirit. And so if you and I are going to flow with him, of essence, we need to walk in the light of that. Isn't that right? We ought to be holy people. Amen. It's not just a command, you know, because God's tough, a tough taskmaster. No, listen to me. He's trying to get you to flow in a position to flow with him. Holy. Don't do things outside of holiness because it's outside of the Holy Spirit, the way he moves. And then he says he is a spirit. We have a hard time grasping that sometimes. But he is a spirit. The Holy Spirit is in the realm of the Spirit. He's in the spiritual realm. Spirit. He operates and he's comfortable with spiritual realities. And we're doing our best to learn those spiritual realities and getting used to those things. And so don't be alarmed. Don't be dismayed because you don't seem to know much. You've got a good teacher that will draw you along. And so learn to be sensitive, meaning this, give time to him. Kind of cultivate a quietness on the inside and a listening, kind of have a listening ear. The Bible says many times, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. In other words, it's not everybody hears because they're not willing to listen. But just make a decision, I'm willing to listen. And then practice listening. Cultivate that quiet heart so that when he does speak, you can hear that voice. Amen. Stand up with me. I got a whole lot more I could say this about this tonight, but time is of the essence, and we want to give you something here, and I trust that you'll take what I've given you, and maybe I've whetted your appetite to maybe draw closer to him, to know the Holy Spirit better, to have more confidence that he will do in your life, the things that he says that he is. Amen. Let's lift our hands up one more time like this right now. And let's just, whatever it is you need, maybe you need comfort. Maybe you need an advocate. Maybe you need strengthening. Maybe you need to thank God that he's standing by you. You need to know that you're not alone. Right now, just thank him for that. Maybe you need to have a clear vision of the things that really belong to you in Christ, and he will teach you those things in the name of Jesus. Some of you need some business strategies and some that will just take you to another level. And I'm going to encourage you to listen because he's the master businessman. He runs the whole kingdom. Here, he is the one who orchestrates the things in the church. Nobody's smarter than him. And he can help you in your business. So just begin to listen to him and thank him. And he will direct you, specifically those business people. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's some business people here. There's some things he will show you directly, and other things he will show you by way of directing your path to cross with the right person who will be able to share with you what you need. And so just whatever it is you need right now, just thank him for it right now. Hallelujah. Everybody take a deep breath and then let it out. Relax. Now, let me tell you this. The Holy Spirit can get to you what you need. He can get to you what you need. Don't get uptight about it. He's big enough. Now, stop and think about it. He's been doing this for a long time. Isn't that right? He's been doing this for a long time. And he's been dealing with some... how many of you would raise your hand and say, I'm the most difficult person on the face of the earth? You are? Charlie, you need prayer. His wife even nodded her head. Anyway, now listen to me. How many of you say, I know I might be difficult, but I am, there's got to be people that are, I read about people that are more difficult than me. Stubborn and obstinate and stiff-necked and rebellious. I may not be the fastest person on the track, but at least I am not rebellious. How many of you'd raise your hands on that? You know what? The Holy Spirit has taken people. When you take somebody like John Newton, who was a slave trader years ago, slave trader, and showed him the mercy of God, his mercy, and he was saved, gloriously saved, and he wrote the song Amazing Grace. And he spent his last years, if he can reach down in the depths of a man's heart that was involved in things that were so bad, so horrible, and raise him up, and we know about him today, still remember him today for the good things especially, let me tell you, think about what he could do for you. Amen. I just want to encourage you with that tonight. Glory to God. Let's thank him one more time before we go. Father, we praise you and thank you. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you for what you did at Calvary. We thank you that you are sitting at the right hand of the Father. And Jesus, we do honor you. And we praise you and thank you. We want to thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that's here tonight in this room, ministering to your people, comforting them and drawing them along. Encouraging everyone to take the next step in the plan of God for their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we've got the prayer teams here. If you need prayer for something, then we want to encourage you to come. The ladies over here and the men over here. And they'll be glad to pray with you. And the Holy Spirit will be right in the middle of that prayer, moving and doing the things that God has already promised in His Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll shake hands with a few people and let them know that you're glad that the Holy Spirit is helping you and them in Jesus' name. God bless you.